On Thursday, April 17th, 2025, the New Brunswick College of Craft and Design Fashion Studio held its annual fashion show. The show serves as an end-of-year celebration and test for the current cohort of MBCCD fashion students. This year, the show saw several changes and a collaboration with a new Bell Fiber TV show called That Kind of Work. Here's Tracy Austin, the head of the fashion design studio.
So our fashion show is a little different than the runways you see on television and things like that, because we are incorporating multiple designers. So how the show works is the first half is usually dedicated to the alumni designers visiting artists, and then it always houses the first year challenge, which is done through the Fabric Fill Challenge. They're a wonderful sponsor for us. This is the capstone project for the students at MBCCD that are enrolled in fashion. The second half of the show is dedicated to them, and the first half kind of rotates depending what's happening that year.
This year, the MBCCD Fashion Design Program hosted a full complement of graduates.
We do have 10 designers, which is our max designers for our studio, so we are really excited for this year.
One of the biggest changes this year at the MBCCD Fashion Show was the alumni participation. Previously, 5 alumni showcased a full line of clothing. This year, 9 alumni are showcasing smaller collections.
This year we were noticing, especially anytime after COVID now, it is really hard for our alumni who are working, you know, their everyday jobs to then build a fashion line on top of it. Most people wanted another option. So we brought back an old idea that we used to do quite a few years back, which is the alumni one of a kind. It's just a better fit, and it kind of ends up being a bit of a family reunion for our alumni when they come back and showcase in a way like this. So by doing it this way, we get to include a lot more people. So it's kind of a way for us to extend that fashion collective that we have going on.
Tracy elaborated on why it's important to include alumni in an event like this.
It's important for people to see what happens after school. What can you do after you're done when you're not completely under the guidance of your instructors? It gives them agency to follow up on whatever that is they're working on. And I don't know if it's just an MBCCD thing or a maritime thing, but I find the desire to work together and to support the upcoming generations is really important. And it's really not just important to us, but important to the community.
One of those alumni exemplifies what MBCCD students can achieve after graduation. Shava Lindsay, who graduated in 2007, won the Cashmere Collection Fashion Show in Toronto. The Cashmere Collection is a fundraiser for cancer research, hosted by the Cashmere Toilet Paper Company.
It's a really interesting achievement because it isn't measured the same way as like fashion shows are, but what it is, it's like a community award almost, because you get to be involved with something that touches people beyond fashion. And of course you get to make it out of toilet paper, which showcases the skill of these designers being able to work in something that's so fragile. And before people start thinking like, oh, it's like rolls of toilet paper, we get the great big uncut sheets.
Finally, the MBCCD Fashion Show featured a guest appearance from Samantha and Rebecca, twin sisters and hosts of an upcoming Bell Fiber TV show called That Kind of Worked. According to the brief synopsis given at the event, both sisters compete against each other at tasks they've never tried before, with the loser forced to do some kind of challenge. It seems that the episode filmed at the MBCCD Fashion Studio, where Samantha and Rebecca each attempted to make a skirt with no prior experience, did not go well, as both hosts walked down the runway in inflatable shark costumes.
And I believe they said to me after they had done all the other challenges that fashion was the hardest one. So, we'll see. Okay, please welcome some fishy friends.
I'm Aiden Keenan for CHSR 97.9 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.